Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Taoiseach Simon Harris announced earlier this morning that Ireland will formally recognise the state of Palestine.
From our own history, we know what it means. Recognition is an act of powerful political and symbolic value. It is an expression of our view that Palestine holds and should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance, territorial integrity and security, as well as recognising Palestine's own obligations under international law.
And we weren't the only country to make this announcement this morning. We did so alongside Norway and Spain, and the reaction from Israel, it's been strong because they've recalled their ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich, in response to what they describe as a strong message to Ireland. Dana Ehrlich was on with Pat Kenny here a little bit earlier today, but I want to talk to people about what does this decision actually mean. Declan Power is a security and defence analyst. Declan is with us on the programme today. Declan, we heard just a short bit there of Taoiseach Simon Harris. I know Micheál Martin and other politicians have been out talking today about the historic significance of this announcement. But just in very real terms for Palestinian people, what does today's decision mean?
Well, today's decision is significant, Andrea, particularly because it's not just Ireland. It's a cluster of leading European nations, particularly nations that have a solid foothold within the European Union. So nations that have influence. And what it's saying is it's acknowledging the right to statehood of the Palestinians at a time when they feel completely beleaguered and forgotten about by the world, and when they're being, the civilian population are being pounded unnecessarily by the Israelis in their quest to eradicate Hamas. It's a delicate and a tricky process, but it's one that we should remember has been ongoing. This isn't purely an Irish or European reaction to the Israeli punitive activities in Gaza, or indeed the Hamas atrocity that was perpetrated on Israeli civilians in October 7th. This has been a process that has been delicately been nurtured along by Ireland and other European partners, with a view to creating a political space to solve the conflict that has been ongoing between Israel and Palestine. Because unfortunately, while there were Israeli leaders and governments, particularly in the Bill Clinton era, when he brokered a successful peace process in that region, there were Israeli governments interested in the two-state solution. There were Israeli securocrats who believed this was the only way for peace in the region. But the Netanyahu government have never believed that or attempted to show any significant support. So this is giving ordinary Palestinians the notion that you can pursue your statehood without having to go down the route of terrorism.
There's been some criticism today, though, about the timing of this. And I heard Dana Ehrlich make that very point in the Pat Kenny show a little earlier today. Like, why now? Why now do it? And describing it as a sort of a, you know, the message really to Hamas is that terrorism pays. But if you're somebody living in Gaza and you're hearing, the, you know, like this news today from Ireland, Norway and Spain, how is it more than just symbolic?
Well, for a start, their legations and their missions that exist around the world, such including Ireland, will now, those countries that recognise them will be giving them the status of embassy. They start to take on the trappings of statehood in a way that they haven't before. But also, there's another aspect to it that we can't ignore. Those are the states, including Ireland, that have agreed to do this. We're not the only ones. The Swedes did it in 2014. There are other European countries who are teetering on this area as well. They're watching. They'll pay attention. Who are feeling already a degree of sympathy, not just sympathy, but a degree of practical desire to try and limit the conflict in the Middle East. And if this goes well in the right direction, it creates momentum, and it can create a ball of momentum that you could see eventually the European Union as a block, or the United Nations as a block, recognising Palestinian statehood. And this is something that the Netanyahu-led government never wanted to see. But I think a lot of Israelis had come to the conclusion too that that the two-state approach was the right option. A lot of Israeli securocrats, I believe, that as well. They were pushed to one side.
Declan, I've got... Ibrahim is with us on the line, if you don't mind. Just stay with us for a moment, because Ibrahim lives in Dublin but is from Gaza. Ibrahim, can I get your reaction to the news here from Ireland this morning?
Yeah, so... It's a great day because it's a recognition from the country that I live in about the Palestinian sovereignty and independence and the right to exist above their territories, and I think it's a brave move from one of the Western countries. So I was just looking at the map where countries that do and don't recognize Palestine as a state. What I notice is mostly the countries that don't recognize Palestine are Western countries, US, Canada, Australia. So I think coming out from three countries in the Western world, I think it's a brave move that will lead other countries to follow on. And I just hope as well that even, for example, international organizations such as the UN will, consider Palestine as a full member, it's a great impact. But I think also on the personal level, we Palestinian or people that come from Palestine here to Ireland, we used to, for example, have big problems trying to open a bank account because when they ask for our IDs, the only thing that we have is our Palestinian passport. Now, most of the time we were refused or the banks refused to take them as identification because Palestine was not recognized in a state. And the passport that we had for them was just a travel document, not a full passport, if you know what I mean. Mm. So that was one thing. But also another thing was trying to, for example, apply for an application online. And if the application required, for example, your country of origin or place of birth, for example, most of the time what you'll find out is you'll find that Palestine is not in that list and you'd have to go with an option saying undefined or stateless or other, which was kind of, had an insulting feeling, to be honest.
Yeah.
But now I think we have the right now to request Palestine to be recognised in the list of countries in a drop-down menu, for example.
So there's a very real, change and implication for you, Ibrahim, who's someone who's...
I think so.
Yeah living here, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I suppose there's a sense of pride in that as well.
Absolutely, yes. I think this is something that had to be done, I think, many years ago. As the speaker before me said, Sweden was a country, I think, in 2014 who already did that. It's all the crimes that have happened against the people of Gaza. The Palestinian cause has gathered the attention of the public, and people were now more aware about what's happening to Palestinians, what happened to on a daily basis, and that we have that right to exist as other nation. We have the right to self-determination. It's a big day.
Yeah, okay. Beeson is with us on the line as well, Ibrahim, because Beeson's a member of the Palestinian women's football team who actually played against Bohemians in Dublin just last week. What was your reaction when you heard the news, first of all, Beeson, this morning?
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, as Ibrahim just said, this was a very, very, very happy day for all of us Palestinians. And to be honest, after what we witnessed last week in Ireland, I was not surprised about Ireland's reaction. And then if we're talking about the past and all of this, these countries, the three of them, have steadfastly supported the rights of the Palestinian people over the past years and voted in favor of these rights in international forums and stuff like that. So that this initial decision comes as, I would say, a combination of these positions, and it is consistent with the principles of international law that recognize the right of people, to get rid of oppression and live in freedom, justice, and independence. So I would say again, it's a very good day, and we really appreciate that.
Are you surprised by the timing of it? Why now?
I'm not too sure about the answer of that, honestly, because I definitely I think it makes sense that, you know, like after what's been happening in Gaza and like what the media have been saying and stuff, that this comes now. It would have been amazing if it came a bit earlier, I would say, because
The decision, Ibrahim, by Israel today to recall their ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich, you know, it's been described as a sort of a strong message to Ireland. Are you in any way surprised by Israel's reaction to this news?
I'm not surprised because I think, just as before we just said, they are trying to prevent, or didn't want to see that day coming, because it's a step closer to getting a full two-state solution, which I think they don't want to see it happen. So, yeah, it's not a surprising move.
It's not a surprise. What about that, though, Declan Power? Just even, you know, the need to have the diplomatic channels and the opportunity for diplomatic relations to continue. Are you surprised by the decision today or the announcement of Dana Ehrlich?
No, I mean, that's to be expected. The Israelis are going to play a hardball about this, and we need to be prepared now for what will be a war of narratives. I mean, the Israelis will undoubtedly, as they have started to do, they will attack us and the Norwegians and the Spanish and others that have taken this stance on the international stage. And, you know, they will attempt to do reputational damage. They will attempt to cast this narrative in the light of supporting terrorism, that it's a victory for Hamas. And in some ways, that won't be too hard for them to do, and we have to be very careful.
Terrorism pays is the headline across many of the media outlets today, in quotations.
Yes, but that's a very one-dimensional way to look at it. If we took that approach, we wouldn't have had a peace process in Ireland. Sometimes a bold move like this has to be taken in terms of creating the political space, or else the conflict goes on in perpetuity, and somebody has to lead on that, and we participated in that. But I would say, just one thing I would add to this as well, this is a very good day for Palestine and the Palestinians at a time when they are beleaguered and they need international support. Mm. But this is for them to win, and for enough to win, maybe for them to progress with, or for them to step back with, because now they will get the scrutiny that a typical state will get in the time to come.
Yeah, so the rights and responsibilities that go with that.
The way they treat their people, that will be scrutinised too, and they need to think about that.
Declan Power, security and defence analyst, also to Ibrahim and Beeson, thanks a million to you both for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday,
brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.